I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good Wednesday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. September 28th, 2022. Happy to be bringing you a live local program in the nation's capital talking about all things DC sports. Appreciate everybody tuning in today. It's a gorgeous day outside in the district.
I had to go to the DMV again today, GP.
You love the DMV.
I do not. I just need license plates that say I live in the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's the second trip that I had to make. I was told last time, hey, you need this. I can't remember the name of the terms. They just throw these words at you like this is what we deal with each and every day. Like I'm sure I'm aware of the reclamation letter recommendation for title release or whatever the hell the words are. But I got it. I walk up there to the window. Can I help you? Yes, I need license plates that say I live in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I pay for this car. I drove it here. I've got a license that says I live in Virginia. I have insurance. I got everything you'd want. Do you have the title? What? Do you have the title itself? No. What? What? What is that? It's a lease. What? Who? They said the form, and I have a form. You told me to get this form, not you personally, but someone that is from the same agency that you are, the Department of Motor Vehicles. I got this form. In fact, I got another form that's kind of like the first form because I wasn't sure which one was right, so I printed both of them out. I had Darius do it yesterday. Look at the form. You see the form? The form. Driver's license, insurance, money. It's my car, dude. I drove here in it. Come on, man. License plates. You need the title. How? How? You need to go to the finance people that have ultimately allow you to drive this car and talk to them and give some blood, maybe a child or a finger, not the one that you already slashed, but something else. What can we do? What can we do?
Get the form. Get what you need.
I'm sure.
I'm going to say something that's going to make you so mad.
I don't care because here's what I'm telling you. No one understands this. No one understands. Everyone looks at me and does the just, and they say something. My wife justs me. My mother-in-law justs me. This is my nightmare. This is my hell.
I understand.
There is nothing on this earth that gives me more anxiety than whatever this is.
I get it.
I'm near hysterical breakdown. He's trying to get me out of the chair because other people are sitting there waiting,
right,
coughing and sneezing.
We all have to deal with this.
I know.
I'm going to say something that is going to annoy you so much and make you so mad.
Fine.
Realize this is coming from someone who is on team. Nothing's ever easy for me either, right? The normal situation is, hey, this happens. This is how you fix it. For me, I'll never be able to fix it that way. You just go to this tire place and they'll just put a new tire on, except for my car has the one tire that has a certain key that I don't own because I bought it used. I get all of your issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you're explaining, though, you're the worst person on the planet at this.
Yeah.
You have to have a password for, right now I'm dealing with this thing. I'd love to talk to someone at Twitter. If anyone knows an employee at Twitter, please tweet me, at Grant H. Paulson. I really need help with a Twitter issue, and there's just no human beings that can help you from Twitter. There's no way to get troubleshooting on any issues.
They're arguing with Elon right now.
How does anyone ever get help from Facebook or Twitter on anything?
I don't know, dude.
It's ridiculous. So if you know someone who works at Twitter or someone's second cousin's dating a guy who once worked at Twitter but knows someone there, please hit me up at Grant H. Paulson. But my point is, Danny, I get it because I also have issues with things. But whatever this is, hey, you got to check your company email, which means you have to log into your company email. You're the worst at that.
Yep.
Go to the DMV and do this thing that millions of people in America will do today. You're the worst at that.
Totally fine.
Is that fair?
Yeah. But again, I'm just lucky to be here.
I get it.
I get a specific instruction from a representative. I consider them all part of the same agency, different branches. I was able to get an appointment at a different branch this time as opposed to last time. You need this. I got this. This you told me to get, I got it. Their website told my wife that she didn't need a marriage certificate. When she gets to the window, they go, you need your marriage certificate because we don't believe you're the name that you say you are. Cool. Whatever their website was, she goes, oh, I guess the website's wrong. You guess? Everyone has infinite time. We're all just here, just trying to get you guys the right things. I was told, bring this when you make your next appointment. Bring this. I brought the this. In fact, I brought two thises. Insufficient, inadequate, wrangling, phone calls, waiting in the, like the side hall, trying to call like the car company.
But I mean, are other people being turned away as well? Or yes, did they constantly somehow figure out a way to get it right?
One woman was not screaming. It raised voices that everyone was now in her business. Like other customers were trying to help. She goes, my husband, well, former husband, he lives in Arizona. We've been dealing with this for 5 months. Whatever this was, she wanted a license or something. But she's mad at everybody because she's had to do this like so many different times. And like the one person was like, you need like an insurance thing. And she's like, for what? For what? I just want a license. And she's like angry at everyone.
Going to the DMV is the Kyle Pitts.
You're never there because it's fine. You need something, right? I just don't want to be ticketed. I don't want to go to jail.
I had to go to the DMV in the heat of the pandemic when you couldn't just go to DMVs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to make appointments and it was weeks and weeks out. And I went in there to try to do something. And the moment I got in there, I realized the first second I spent with someone, this is not going to work.
It's not going to happen today.
Exactly. This will not happen. So I had to reschedule and go back legitimately several weeks later.
Yeah, it's months in some cases. But at the end of it, so he's like, here's what I'll do. They say these words like, this is my life. I don't know anything. I don't know what anything is. I don't know who anyone is. I don't know what anyone's saying. I don't get it. I just go through and I mutter and kind of nod and try to ask a question or two as follow-up to pretend that I can get by in this world.
Is it hard to get your car title?
Yes, apparently. I've never heard of such a thing. Like, I have a registration. Isn't that, what is that, the title?
No, the title is the documentation that shows that you own the vehicle.
I don't. I'm leasing the vehicle. But people have leased cars many times. So many people have leased cars.
You're the first one.
I'm not the first one here to go, yeah, what I do is I pay them a small amount every month, and I'm allowed to use the vehicle for a time period. I know, it's crazy. What do you call that? No name for it yet. Millions of people have leased cars. This cannot escape us. This cannot be too hard for folks to handle. It's too hard for me to handle, obviously. All I do is I pay money every month. I drive the car places. I'll have to turn it in eventually. It'll be just fine. This can't be too much for us to overcome. I have the document that I was told to bring. I have so many other documents. Pick any of them to satisfy your requirements. So the guy made up, took kindness on me, which was amazing. He didn't have to. And he like probably did something. Maybe it's illegal. I don't know. Maybe we committed fraud this morning. I don't know what's what, but I'm going to have a license plate that says I live in the Commonwealth of Virginia, which I do. Thank you. Darius, can I get the wild ovation, please? Thank you.
You didn't earn the wild ovation. We'll give you the cursory clap of applause.
I almost burst into tears multiple times while sitting there with him trying to explain myself without using the real words. Because he's like, you need the title manufacturer title log of the title form that demonstrates that you have liens. And again, I don't know what any of this means. I'm just so lucky to be able to eat and go to sleep at night and have a roof, you know? But at the very end, like when it was over, like I felt like Andy Dufresne getting out of prison, 500 yards. That's how I felt. Like I had a little bar of soap attached to my ankle, and I wanted to get in a stream and just rub myself off and go to various banks and cash checks.
Settle down on the rubbing part that you just dropped on us all.
You heard me. I wanted to rub myself off.
I don't think you can say it multiple times.
You could say that.
Okay.
You could say it. That's not even close to a borderline.
I don't want to hear it anymore. I'll be honest.
I'm going to San Watanao. And I'm going to polish up boats.
I'm happy for you. Congratulations.
It feels good. It feels good. Thank you.
I want to talk about the local football 53, if you don't mind.
No, we can transition there.
The local football outfit. So I've got a take as a person who prides himself on not being a hot taker that I worry is going to be perceived as scolding. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have an opinion that I believe to be legitimate and calm and reasonable and measured and correct. And my concern is that you, maybe even Darius, but certainly a lot of our listeners are going to think I'm just out here breathing fire like a dragon.
Okay.
I don't think the Commanders-Cowboys matchup matters more than the average game in the division anymore. I'm going to repeat that. I'm not going to go hard in the paint and say the rivalry is dead. I don't believe the rivalry is dead. In the same way that when Washington plays the Giants, because it's a division game, it's kind of worth two games, it matters more.
Mm-hmm.
When they play the Eagles, division game, more important. When they play the Cowboys, same thing. It is my belief in 2022, the year of our Lord, as we talk here together as pals right now, Danny Ruye, fresh out of the DMV, having accomplished a task today. This game just does not have anywhere near the meaning it once did. And I've been saying for a long time on the air, on this show, this was just a fan rivalry. Players don't really care. They might tell you they do. That, you know, if they're here long enough, which is rare, a guy like Ryan Kerrigan who's here for 10 years or something like that, D'Angelo Hall, you know, maybe those guys hate the Cowboys a little bit more just because all their buddies and everyone they get to know and everyone in the area that they become friends with is always in their ear about how big the game is. But really, this game only matters to the fan bases largely in Washington and to a lesser extent in Dallas. It's a fan rivalry. Players, I've told you this story a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah.
Play for both teams. Like in player movement in this era.
It used to be rare. Now it's commonplace.
Rivalries are no longer as passionate or angry. You're helping guys up off the field because you're buddies with them. Stephen Bowen signed here. Was a Dallas Cowboy. I covered him. Great guy. Love Stephen Bowen. Hilarious stories from my time covering him, including one time when he was so upset at John Beck for being so bad that John Beck came into the cafeteria and sat down, and Stephen Bowen immediately got up, looked at him the entire time as he banged his lunch tray in the trash can and left the cafeteria. Right? Stephen Bowen. Funny dude.
Yeah.
He went to dinner with DeMarcus Ware in Dallas the night before a game against the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, of course.
It's just a different thing now. But I don't even know if the fan part of this even matters that much anymore.
It doesn't.
And it's not because of the results, which I think everybody wants to make it that. Like, yes, you have beaten the Cowboys 8 of the last 27 games dating back to 2008. It's not that. The Cowboys never went in the playoffs either. They're mostly irrelevant from a big picture national point come to the postseason. You wouldn't know that because everyone's just falling all over themselves to cover them.
Yeah, it's Jerry's greatest accomplishment.
But they're famous for being famous at this point. I think they have a playoff or maybe two playoff wins in the 2000s. They're a lot like Washington in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
So these are teams that, in the grand scheme of things in the conference, just haven't mattered in the playoffs. That's part of it. But there's also just less passion for the team. We see that in attendance and TV ratings. All of it adds up. It used to be the Redskins versus the Cowboys. Like that, just based on kind of the idea of the two teams and then the Cowboys and the Native Americans or whatever. There was a time decades ago when that was a little matchup that mattered to people. And then the rivalry became a life of its own, and you hated Dallas, and Dallas Week was a thing. And I'm here to tell you, I hate to say this, and maybe you guys will tell me I'm wrong, 800-636-1067. I just don't feel any extra passion or angst because it's the Cowboys from the fan base anymore. Am I crazy?
You're not. Here's the deal. If you're a little bit younger than me, I'd say almost 40 and up, it still matters so much.
So hold on. So how old are you?
43.
I'm 34.
I think you're out of the window for it mattering. For you, you've seen this world of free agency where guys play for it was a bizarre thing when Norv Turner came from Dallas to coach here, when they brought in Alvin Harper, who was a receiver in Dallas. It was weird. We're uncomfortable with that. That's unusual. And now, as you said, it's so commonplace.
You don't even bat an eye.
You don't bat an eye. You used to play for the Cowboys, now plays here. Yeah, no one cares.
Jason Hatcher, Cowboy the last four seasons.
Yeah, just mad because he stunk here, right? And not because he played for Dallas. If you're my age and around and up, you hate them so much. You hate them. You hate them because of that annoying person in your life that thinks they're special to be a contrarian that just stands up and pops their dumb cowboy jersey with a flat-brimmed hat and chin-strap beard. And you've experienced how miserable and awful and irritating all of them are. You hate Dallas. Your heroes hated Dallas. Joe Gibbs famously said, "I see that blue, I get sick." You're damn right. It matters so much to us. Even though for everybody younger than us, You've grown up in a time where Washington's been irrelevant. You've never seen the glory days.
So
you never got to experience it.
Really interesting. You're saying it's an age thing.
I think now it is. I think anybody that's younger than, again, probably around 30, I'm just putting a number on it. Call it 40. You know, I think there are probably some 40-year-olds that know the drill. But if you're young enough, you're in Grant's age group and down, you've never seen Washington be great. You've never really seen Dallas do the things.
Well, and the number of times that both of these teams played a game that was important at the exact same time.
It's like 2012 and like maybe one or two other times.
It just hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened. Never happened.
And even that, like 2012, amazing. Highlight of a lot of people my age's fandom for this organization in their lives. It was an incredible night. Alfred Morris for 200 yards. Griffin's playing hurt. I think he threw for like 100 on 9 of 18, and we lifted him up and put him on our shoulders, right? They win the division. Cowboys go home crying. They don't get to make the playoffs. They choked in week 17 like they did year in and year out, normally against the Giants or the Eagles, but this time it was Washington's turn to kick their ass, right? That was a blast. That was for a regular season division title.
For the right to get boat raced by someone good.
To go beat, you know, get beat handily the next week.
Yeah.
That's what that was, honestly. And it happened, by the way, against Seattle. We all remember that game. They haven't played in the playoffs since. I'd have to look that up. I mean, I would have to imagine probably since the 79 NFC Championship game that everyone references. But in my lifetime, I don't remember them playing. I was born in 88. They haven't played the Cowboys in the playoffs.
It mattered. Those regular season games were the bellwether. Basically, what San Francisco was doing out west, they were the team of the 80s. They were unbelievable. Whoever was going to win the East, you'd figure it out because that was the team that had the best chance to go in the Super Bowl that year.
And the division recently has been downright bad.
It's been dreadful.
The Cowboys had a game against the Eagles, Wentz versus Prescott, when both of them struggled to complete passes for a division title a couple years ago, and I think Philly won the game. And that was the first of a couple of years in a row where like 9 wins meant you ran away with the NFC East.
Totally.
Washington in 2020, we all know, won the division, got the right to go give up 500 yards to the Tampa Bay Bucks, and we all pretended like they almost won the playoff game with no one there at FedEx Field during the pandemic year. They were 7-9 that season.
Uh-huh.
So the division just hasn't even been good enough for it to really matter. But I think based on the Eagles' takeover of FedEx, and it's not like the Cowboys fans don't come, they do, but it's not as bad as the Eagles thing.
No.
And because of the geographical nature of this, they're not doing the buses, they're not doing the billboards.
Right. They're
not
just here. They're Dallas fans all across the country, pockets of antagonists.
But Nick Sirianni, I saw this yesterday. My buddy Jeremy Huber sent this to me. Mm-hmm. There was a video of the head coach of the Eagles, Nick Sirianni, basically imploring fans to go take over FedEx Field and to mess with Carson Wentz. Like the head coach of a team doing that. Can you imagine? The Cowboys don't really do that. If you told me right now you get to beat the Eagles or the Cowboys, who would you rather beat? I think for the first time in my life, I would say the Eagles. The Cowboys are, part of it is that they're not even that relevant, to be honest. Like, they are Washington. They're just louder. They also do nothing in the playoffs. They also have no chance at winning Super Bowls. They just get a lot more credit every time they wake up. They start the day with money in their bank account that we don't have.
Just Ed Werder posted up outside of the facility,
just
no matter what.
You know, they have a bunch of fans who've never been to Dallas all over the place.
Exactly.
So they'll get TV numbers and the league worships at their feet.
Totally. And so the other part of it is, the flip side of it, is for Dallas fans, and I'm talking about like the actual ones, the ones that live in the greater Dallas area, not the big fraudulent jackasses who you said have never been to Dallas before or just weird front runners who liked them because they were good when they were kids. For the real actual fans, they don't care about Washington. That makes the rivalry burn less hot. That is an inescapable thing. It's Philly 1, Giants 2, Washington a distant third.
You mean now, from the Cowboys' perspective?
From real Cowboy fans from Dallas, Washington now is third place, and it's not close.
Well, how could
it's,
it not
It's Philly
be?
Number 1. And because they're burning less bright with hatred, it makes the we sort of reciprocate that. And they've lowered down in intensity from our perspective as well.
So to clarify my claim, Obama style, let me be clear. I'm not saying you guys don't still get up for this matchup as fans. You also get up for every game if you're listening to this station, if you're going to games, if you're watching on TV. Like the few, the proud, the elite here. We are the survivors of a cratering fan base, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that this thing is just dying, and it just doesn't feel that different than, say, Eagles or Giants. Natural division games elevated from non-division games. Titans are at FedEx Field in a couple weeks. AFC team, kind of a random club. I just think that this is the... the whole idea, I almost cringe now when I hear people doing the "it's Dallas week" thing. It's almost kind of embarrassing to me a little bit. Like, that's dated. How old are
yes,
you?
They play Dallas
and
this
maybe
week,
you're
yes.
right. It's an age thing.
I think it's an age thing.
I'll bet you you're in your 50s.
I'll never quit. I grew up, it matters to me so much to beat them. I grew up in an area where they, my hatred for them will never quiet.
I hated the Cowboys my whole childhood.
Yeah.
I had buddies that were Cowboys fans. We're making bets on every game. We're at each other's throats all week. Text message groups, all that stuff. It doesn't happen anymore.
No.
I mean, is that just me?
No, it's not.
800-636-1067 is the number. I want to take your temperature next. MGM, National Harbor Listener Lines on Grant and Danny.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Logan Paulson joins us at 3 o'clock. He watched the film from Sunday's loss at the hands of the Eagles. Who was better than we thought? Who was worse than we thought? We'll ask him those questions coming up at the top of the hour. If you haven't heard Logan, he's terrific. He'll give you a detailed breakdown on the performance on both sides of the ball. But right now we're starting with the Commanders and the Cowboys, Sunday's game, and the fact that, at least for me, my perception is that the passion for the Cowboys, passion's not even the right word, the hate for the Cowboys,
yeah,
is at an all-time low. And I just think that reflects the fact that maybe the overall passion for the organization is at an all-time low. So those two things could be equal. I think that, you know, the name change maybe even has something to do with
it. Dude, there's a million factors.
Like, what is Commanders Cowboys? Does that mean
nothing
anything?
Nothing yet. They've never played.
Right.
Right.
So it's all a factor. But are you buying what I'm selling is the question. Danny, you think it's based on how old you are and what your memories are.
Yeah. I mean, for me, if you were born into it and it mattered, that Cowboys week or whatever it was, the players hated each other and everything else, it trickled down from there. It'll never change for us. If you're younger and you never experienced that, you were only told about it, and now you've been told a million other things, like the Cowboys don't care, Cowboys fans don't care, people don't really care about this football team the way that they used to, the numbers say that, the data says that, our experience says that, the rivalry hasn't meant you're not playing for much for the most part, not no playoff success since the new millennium, then yeah, I totally buy that for younger folks. People my age and up, you still hate them.
Let's go to Damon, who's in the district on Grant and Danny. Thank you for the call, Damon. How are you?
Yeah, what's going on, man? It's Taco, man, from D.C., man.
What's up?
So pretty much when it comes to the – I'm 21. Just throw that out there. So for me, when it comes to the whole Cowboy and Redskin rivalry, that still exists for me. In terms of, like, my friends that I know, they look at me like I'm crazy, like I'm on hiatus or something. And I'm like, I mean, no, I'm not a Skins fan at all. I'm a Saints fan. But that type of environment, that's what I grew up in. So what you say about, you know, growing in it and – you know, you being around it as opposed to you being told, it definitely plays a different aspect. I grew up with a granddad who had a bar, and the guy was a Redskin fan, all of his friends. You know what I mean? And when them Cowboys play, there's no movements in the house. There's nothing going on but this game. That's the focus. So, yes, it has definitely changed because of generation. You know, like, everybody doesn't put in the same, you know, effects into it, you know, the same thought into it as it once was.
Well, you know what it is, too. Thanks, you buddy. For the call. Appreciate you, buddy. It sounds like he said he's a Saints fan. He's not even on either side of this rivalry.
Just but, outside looking in, yeah.
Right, just kind of providing some perspective without being in this thing. Thing, too, how long it has been since either of these teams was postseason relevant. And you know what you hate? You hate people that are better than you. You know, you hate people that have something that you want. It's jealousy. It's acrimony. You know, it's I go back to the American Gangster, one of my favorite quotes of all time, from
the Mafia guy.
An unbelievable movie. Yeah, it's the guy who's running the Mafia, Dom, talking to Frank Lucas, and he says, "Frank, your success took a shot at you." He said, "You can be rich, successful. You can have enemies. You could be unsuccessful, and you can have friends." And his point was, Frank Lucas was now running Harlem. People were starting to come after him. Heavy lies the crown. But you can be successful and have enemies. You can be unsuccessful. You can have friends. And I think when the Cowboys are winning Super Bowls, we hate their guts. You know, when they're making NFC Championship games, they got what you want. But they haven't in a long time, and it's the exact same thing the other direction, maybe even worse in terms of Washington, because head-to-head, the Cowboys have dominated the rivalry for going on, you know, 20-plus years. Let's go to Jeff and Clifton on Grant and Danny. How are you?
Hey, good. How about you two?
Good, buddy.
Chilling.
All right, so real simple, 3 points. It's not hate, it's the Super Bowl. For me, I'm an old guy, so it's the Super Bowl. Number two, you guys are great. Danny, your stand-up in Manassas. Grant, your hard-hitting analysis. And number three, last point, Tripp is my financial advisor, so I need to warn Danny that you're not done with the DMV. The county has personal property tax on that lease.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I have been forewarned, and thank you. Shout out to my guy, Tripp Kelly.
So he knows the guy you know.
He knows the same guy I know.
Well,
I didn't get the Super Bowl comment meant, though, is the only thing. Like,
this is his Super Bowl. Playing the Cowboys.
Is that what that meant?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, I thought he was saying that I'd rather win the Super Bowl than beat Dallas. I was like, I guess I could make that trade.
I believe he was saying this is my Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But your age thing still plays as a theory because he admitted that he's older, and I think that might be baked into this. He remembers the NFC Championship game in the late 70s. That would be a big deal for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that game, that moment, that memory, the We Want Dallas chance. We haven't had those. I mean,
nothing close.
I remember people chanting in 2012, "We want Dallas," in 2012 in week 16 before the division title game, but that's just not the same thing.
No, it's not the same at all.
Kevin in Arlington, how are you?
Hey, guys. Grant, I think your take and the one you just made is what I was going to say. Danny, I love you, but here's the thing. Let's go back to Grant's born in 88. Grant, in the 80s, what you have to realize is it wasn't just Dallas. In the beginning of the decade, the Eagles went to the Super Bowl. They were really good with Dick Vermeil. And so we had that rivalry plus Dallas. Then the Giants got Lawrence Taylor in it. We had at one point three rivalries. And in that decade, I don't necessarily think that Dallas was the biggest one. They were all big. In fact, towards the end of that decade, it was the Giants because they were the ones preventing us from going to the Super Bowl. But anyway, we haven't had anything like that. Right now, it's the complete opposite. In other words, you don't have a rivalry if you're not competitive. Look how bad we are in the NFC East. Particularly, I mean, we haven't had first a winning season at 8-7-1 since 16. The last time we had a Dallas game to me that felt like a Dallas game was when Alex Smith was still healthy. We were on a real good start to the year, and there was that exciting game in Washington, which ended with the, you know, Kerrigan, Preston Smith tag team touchdown. And I don't really feel like in the last 5 years, because we're not competitive, because we have losing records, that the rivalry can have oxygen.
Even longer.
Consider the last game.
Yeah,
that's
five,
a good way
years.
To put it, too. The oxygen, right? As if it's a fire to allow this thing to grow into.
That's how I think of it. It's like a big old hatred flame. I mean, not to be oversimplified, but that's what it is. And,
yeah.
And there's been a lot of things that have sucked out the oxygen of this thing. And you've touched on so many of them.
Last year, they beat Washington 56-14 and then 27-20. But remember that 27-20 game, I think it was 20-0. If memory serves, Cole Holcomb had a pick six. They came back and kind of had a chance at the end of the game. But Washington got pushed around. The year before that was the first time they'd swept the Cowboys in forever. And they played backup quarterbacks twice. It was 25-3, a Kyle Allen start where they just destroyed Ben DiNucci. And then the 47-16 game on Thanksgiving, which is one of my favorite Thanksgivings ever, when they annihilated the Cowboys.
Everything tasted so good.
And that was the Montez Sweat pick. Or no, you know what it was? 41-16 was the final score to that game. But they just eviscerated them.
Gibson had a huge game. Yep, Sweat. Yep.
Gibson, three touchdowns. Montez Sweat, pick six. So the last 2 years have been swept. Washington in 2020, Dallas in 2021. But before that, if you go back to starting in 19, I mean, you're talking about losing 18 of 28 games or something like that overall to Dallas. Might even be worse than
And there was a period, you know, right when I was in college, I think it was like 10 in a row or 11 in a row or something like that. You know, there's been a lot of things that have taken the juice out of it from our side.
But if we're talking about teams that are both in the middle of the NFC bucket, it's just less a big deal than if they're both playoff teams, NFC championship caliber, Super Bowl teams like the 80s. Like Kevin is referencing, and it has to be a factor. It is part of why this thing is where it is.
And you go, there are other rivalries that are similar. Teams have been in the same division forever. Think of Packers-Bears. Packers fans aren't really that concerned about the Bears because Green Bay doesn't lose to Chicago ever since Aaron Rodgers has been there. So it's one-sided. So they're more concerned about, you know, the 49ers and the playoffs or something else. Similar things have happened here.
Let's go to Keith in Maryland, who's giving us a call on Grant and Danny. The question, Keith, is the rivalry with the Cowboys right now still one that matters as much as it used to, or is this thing dying?
Yes. Yes, no, it still matters in the African-American community because a lot of kids grow up like in Dallas and went away from the Redskins slash Commanders, so it does matter. The fans, the Cowboy fans in the D.C. Maryland area pretty much gravitated to Dallas. And the older guys, like Danny said, I give it from 40 on up, still rooting for the rivalry.
Keith, let me ask you a question. Why do you say in the African-American community? Because I know a lot of random white dudes from this area who are Cowboys fans, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but in the black community, you have a lot of kids that were Redskins fans gravitated to Dallas for somewhat because they more in the spotlight than the Commanders, being though they up the street. But
I appreciate the call.
Thanks, dude.
I think that's happening in more than the black community. Again, I think there are a lot of young kids in all backgrounds who aren't Commanders fans anymore.
Totally.
You have a kid in school. You
yes.
said you went to Jersey Day or whatever,
yes.
and there wasn't a single burgundy or gold jersey.
In Washington, D.C., an elementary school, they had Wear Your Favorite Jersey Day. There wasn't a single then WFT or then Redskins, whatever year it was, not one among hundreds and hundreds. I'm saying people need to understand me.
This is insane.
Hundreds of kids. Hundreds of kids, and not one person thought to wear the local football team jersey. Not only that, overwhelming majority didn't own one. A lot of Messi's, a lot of Neymar's, a lot of Ronaldo's, a lot of soccer jerseys, a lot of, you know,
Patrick Mahomes
football jerseys from around the country. 0 points. Tons of Nats jerseys, by the way. Zero football team jerseys.
Selling.
Zero.
It's a thing. which you think there's less passion for the Cowboys rivalry among young people if they're not even wearing the jerseys of the team? Probably so, right? One other thing I want to mention really fast, and I know they're not the Redskins anymore, and this is knowing what we know now and kind of advancing the way that we have societally and looking back. This point will probably even annoy people, but the fact that it was the Redskins and the Cowboys was kind of how this thing was marketed for a long time, yes?
Yeah.
I mean, you remember some of the videos before the game, and it was like kids in their backyard playing Cowboys and Indians or whatever?
Totally.
There was a time when that's how the rivalry was marketed. If it was Cowboys Commanders from day one, it would not have had the same impact. It would not have had the same butting of heads. And that is a factor. Whether we think that they ever should have been named that or not, whatever your personal opinion is, you cannot tell me that that wasn't part of the rivalry becoming what it did. We're all growing up playing that game in our backyard.
Without question.
As toddlers.
Just this natural, intuitive thing, right?
Grant and Danny on the Fan, 800-636-1067. We got Logan Paulson at the top of the hour. We'll turn the page and start to break this team down. But trying to figure out if you guys feel the same hatred for the Cowboys and their fans as you always have. This is the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Grant and Danny, welcoming you back on the Fan. Logan Paulson, top of the hour. We'll get the lowdown on who played best and worst for the Commanders against the Eagles on Sunday in the embarrassing shutout at halftime and eventual 24-8 loss. NFL stock report, who's trending up, who's trending down, players and teams at 325 will bounce around the league. Right now, let's put a bow on this convo. We're talking about the Commanders and the Cowboys and where this rivalry was at. I do want to point out, I got a lot of tweets at Grant H. Paulson. We had a caller just a few minutes ago saying that he really perceives this to still be a great rivalry. He said, in the African-American community, and I was asking why that is. I was literally asking. And a lot of people point out, and this I have read that this was a thing, that when the Cowboys integrated, and Washington still hadn't at the time, in this area in D.C., there were a lot of older black people who started liking the Cowboys. And because Washington was the last team to do that,
right,
they left Washington. And that did lead to, in the D.C. area, a lot of infighting between families or, you know, just neighborhoods or whatever, where your buddy is now a fan of the team that you like the least.
Right, because George Spencer Marshall was a bigot. People are like, I'm not supporting that,
right,
that group,
just
which
a jackass.
Makes sense, obviously. Yeah.
So maybe there are still remnants of that. I'm not opposed to that. I guess my larger point is just, it's not specific to one community that people are now liking other teams other than Washington. You know?
Sure.
My brother's kid, who lives in Virginia, like plays Madden as Lamar Jackson in the Ravens. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, your son's gone to one NFL game. It was
it's
in
way
Baltimore.
More fun to play Madden with Lamar than it is with Carson Wentz.
Totally.
It just is. Sorry.
So this is an issue they've got across all kinds of lines, and I don't think necessarily what you look like or anything like that matters. I mean, they got issues, I think, in a lot of different communities, people with different backgrounds. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Ryan's in Alexandria. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. It was so great to meet you both at the B-Dubs the other day. You both are super kind, and it was just a thrill.
Oh, thank you for coming through.
Oh, it was my pleasure. And congratulations on your win, Grant. But so to me, it's still a big deal. I think, first of all, as you go down in age, it goes down in intensity because of fantasy increases in popularity as you go down in age. But I also think that, like, in a world bereft of playoff success, to me personally, right between your ages, a Commanders win for you, or a Cowboys win for me in this case, is like the gala horn of my season, because I know that I'm looking down the barrel of an empty, cold January, usually.
Yeah. Love it. Great analogy.
He lost me with the Gjallarhorn reference, but I think I can get it.
You totally got it, because it's going to get nerfed later? Is that his point? Anyway, but I really do think there's something to this, just in terms of the experiences that you had.
How about the fantasy angle he mentioned?
Exactly where I was going. That's part of it. There are more distractions because for my age group and growing up, you found out what happened in the other games after your game. Right, like the studio show, or like later on in my childhood, it was Chris Berman and Tom Jackson telling you what went on in the other games. You saw no highlights. You had no. It was rare that they would even break into your game to tell you what was going on with Tampa Bay and Minnesota, et cetera. Right, then the fantasy angle, then DFS, then gambling. All the stuff has been different. It's all distraction from the rivalry.
Cornelius in Atlanta, you're on the Fan. How are you? Thanks for listening on the stream.
Hey guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey buddy,
just want to. Call in and say I grew up in the D.C. area, was raised a huge Redskins fan from my dad. We'd watch the games every Sunday. And because of that, was raised to hate Dallas. That was kind of just, you know, what we did. But I am 28. I was born in 94. So now that I'm, you know, paying my own bills and can make decisions of my own, I hate Philly. I hate the Eagles so much for one reason. It's because of their fans. If I could beat a team twice a year, that would be that team. I hate the Eagles with a burning passion. Dallas would be a second. I appreciate you guys taking my call.
Yeah, I wonder if it's recency, and they just did the takeover of the stadium, and I saw 30,000 Eagles fans there. Maybe that's part of it. But I find them to be more obnoxious and more annoying and an easier target for my disdain if I'm a Commanders fan right now. Cowboys fans, it's mostly just because what are they going to be screaming about? They're laying low because they don't have a whole lot of ammunition lately. But the Eagles, a more recent Super Bowl, I find them to be more insufferable. I do.
Certainly there's more fisticuffs. There's more in your face with Philly fans. But just that Dallas, it's so constant. It's just yelling without achievement. You know, that's it just drives you crazy.
Yeah, maybe sit a play out, Cowboys fan. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
It's been a little while since you guys were able to pick on people. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Logan Paulson joins us next. We'll go over who played well and who didn't in the loss to the Eagles.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.